soon to be called Miss Mitchell's Comet. The comet brought Maria fame because, though others had seen it, Maria was the first to make it known to public. She was gifted a gold medal and became the first professional female astronomer in America. She was also given a position at Vassar Women's College. She started to teach astronomy, and she and her peers worked on contributing to the observations of uncharted sunspots and other planetary bodies. In 1841, Maria attended the Anti-Slavery Convention, which was where Frederick Douglass made his speech. In 1857, Maria traveled to England to study the observations of her contemporaries, such as Caroline Herschel and Sir John. Maria sadly died on June 28, 1889, of brain disease. Interestingly, Maria's hardest challenge was the expectations people placed on her gender. Being the first woman astronomer in America meant many did not fully believe her. Maria contributed a lot to the field of science, and by observing the night sky and doing good work, she helped open a door for other women to teach and study science as a career. Study as if you're going to live forever. Live as if you're going to die tomorrow.